Wow, what a long reading, huh? It's a good thing we had a gifted reader like Nancy to do it. Otherwise, you would have fallen asleep, and then you would have missed your nap during the sermon. See, everything works out well. Everything works out well. Not only is this a long reading, but these are three hard stories. I don't much like these stories, quite frankly. They convict me. In the first story, I always identify with those bridesmaids who didn't bring the oil. I'm a procrastinator. I'm the guy who wrote his papers at the last minute. I shouldn't be confessing this. Some of my professors are in this crowd. I'm the guy who puts it off and puts it off and puts it off. And I identify with those bridesmaids. And I think it's incredibly mean for those others not to share. And then in the second story, I identify with the guy who's scared. Have you ever been afraid to share one of your gifts for fear that you'll fail or that somebody will reject you for it? I sure have. I'm not the entrepreneurial type who rushes out there and takes risks. And like the first ones, I'm more like the guy who says, this boss is a tough boss. I'm going to give him back exactly what he gave me. You can see why I don't like these stories. They're tough. But they raise some important questions. The first story is about getting ready, being prepared. But ready for what? The second is about sharing your gifts. And if you share those gifts, you'll get more. If you take that risk, you'll get more. But sharing them for whose benefit? The third story tells us. I remember when I was a kid in class, one of the constant questions that was asked was, will this be on the final exam? Because we knew the only important stuff to study was what was going to be on the exam, right? And that what was on the final exam was what was the most important thing to the teacher. Now, it doesn't mean the other things weren't important. The teacher wanted us to learn all of them. But the things that were on the final exam were the ones the teacher wanted us to remember and to live out of. Well, folks, the third story is the final exam. When that apocalyptic figure, the Son of Man, Jesus doesn't say it's him, but we tend to associate this figure with Jesus, comes in his glory, he's going to divide the nations. The word is ethnoi. It means all the nations on the earth, not just one group, everybody. Like a shepherd divides the sheep, and on one side, on the right will be the sheep, on the left will be the goats. And you heard it. He turns to the sheep and he says, welcome, come on in. Because when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was sick and in prison, you visited me. So everybody on the right side of the sanctuary, my right, that is, come on in, you know. But the problem is that they're so unself-conscious about what they've done. They say, no, wait a minute. We've never seen you before. When did we do this? Now, if Jesus had invited me to come on in, I don't think I would have raised any questions. I would have just said, hey, thanks, I'm there. But they don't. They say, when did we see you that way? I don't think we've ever seen you before. And Jesus says, when you've done it for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it for me. They weren't even thinking about that. And then come the goats. Sorry, those of you who are on my left. And to them, he says, you're out of here. You don't want to know where you're going, because when I was hungry, you didn't give me food. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. When I was naked, you didn't give me clothing. When I was a stranger, you didn't welcome me. When I was sick and in prison, you didn't visit me. And the interesting thing is, they ask the same question. Wait a minute. We don't remember ever seeing you. When did we do that? If we'd known it was you, we would have done it. If we'd known it was somebody important, He said, when you didn't do it to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you didn't do it to me. It's a tough story. It's the final exam. Doesn't mean that the music we sing is not important. Doesn't mean that preaching isn't important. Doesn't mean that coming to worship isn't important. Doesn't mean that coming to class isn't important. But what it does mean is that all those things are less important than feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, and visiting the sick and the imprisoned. That's what Jesus focuses on here. Now, throughout the centuries, we Christians have argued about how you baptize people, how you celebrate communion, what happens at communion, what your theological understanding of Jesus and who he was and what he did, you know, what is your doctrinal understanding of the Trinity. We have found hundreds of things to argue about, but I don't know of a single time that we have genuinely tried to outdo each other in feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, and you know the rest of it. We got all the other stuff right, but we failed the final exam. I had a friend. He and I were in chemistry in high school. He decided he would figure exactly what grade he had to make on the final exam to just pass the course. Now, I didn't do all that great, but I didn't have that kind of confidence. Because you see, what he decided to do was just answer those questions that would make up that grade and not answer the rest of them. Guess what? He missed one. He failed chemistry. Sometimes that's how we as the church do. How little can we do to get by? How little can we do to pass? But that's not what Jesus says. Not how little can we do. How much can we do? During Lent, we've been focusing on service. And you've heard of lots of opportunities. Folks have visited on Sunday morning, on Wednesday night. We've talked about homelessness. We've talked about food safety. We've talked about children. We've talked about immigration. Today, if you want to hear about our prison ministry, there are folks out here who can tell you about West End folks who are in prison. You know, Christians belong in prison. In this day and time when this was written, there were Christians in prison because of their faith. But there were also Christians in prison because they went to see the least of these. Why? Just because Jesus told them to. If you never thought you belonged in prison, go talk to these folks. Now, it's not easy. It's kind of scary when you have to wait for that door behind you to slam shut before the door in front of you will open. When you sit in a room full of people you know are there for murder, for burglary, for rape, all kinds of heinous crimes. The least of these. At least one portion of the least of these. So what about all this stuff that we do all the time? Why do we do it? Well, I think we do it. I think that the anthem is important and music is important. And preaching is important, at least sometimes. And going to class and being in groups to support each other, because you see, church is the study group for the final exam. That's why we get together on a regular basis to empower us to go out and do those things Jesus told us to do. If we didn't have these things, we would very likely never be led to think about the least of these. But if we only do these things, then we fail the final exam. These stories are hard, folks. I know what it's like to be the bridesmaid who didn't get the oil. I know what it's like to be the guy who was too afraid to share his gifts. I know what it's like to be the one who wants to turn away from the least of these. We're not going to do this perfectly. But that gives us something to aspire to be the kind of people Jesus described that he wanted in his reign, in his kingdom, among his disciples. And you know, I think if we keep doing these things that we're doing week after week, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, day after day, that we can encourage each other and support each other. And I bet we can all pass that final exam. Don't you?